Hey, it's Aiden Mortensen here with another Castle Country Focus interview. And today in the studio, we are joined by Brandon Bayling from the Utah DWR. Brandon, always a pleasure to get you in here. Thanks again for taking the time to come talk to us. We really appreciate it.
Hey, not a problem. Thanks for having me.
You know, we're bringing you in because we got a lot of fun events coming up here in the Castle Country brought to you by the DNR. And it's just a fun little slate. And one that I'm looking forward to particularly is the 9 Mile Bat Night. We were talking about this beforehand. This is such a cool event, and it's something that we're seeing across the state really grow in popularity. So for people who might not be familiar, what are these bat nights?
Yeah, so these bat nights are an opportunity for folks to come out and see what our biologists do. We're going to hold a little presentation. So it's a little different than our everyday work. We'll hold a presentation for everybody so they can learn a little bit about these unique creatures. You know, there's a lot of misconception about bats, and sometimes that leads to a little bit of fear. And so we want to put those misconceptions to rest and, you know, hopefully let you see these bats up and close and kind of personal and learn about them. And so we'll be, you know, conducting a survey where we'll be collecting our data. You know, we set these nets up over a creek or a pond, and as the bats swoop down to feed, they'll get snared in these nets, and our biologists will go down and take them out, and then we are able to take measurements, weights, collect other data, and then release them back into the wild. And we want to invite everybody to come out and participate in this.
And we were talking a little bit beforehand. This is a really cool event to see these bats up close and personal, because it's rare. You don't really consider that they are a flying mammal. It's so cool that they're doing that. I mean, biologists love bats. They're such a cool species. And this is a chance for the general public to kind of get acquainted, kind of break up that negative stereotype you may have about bats, thanks to some certain characters in pop culture, you know?
Exactly. And Utah's home to 18 confirmed different species of bat. And when we held this survey in this area a few weeks ago, we caught about a third of those different species. So it's a great opportunity. You know, most people might see a bat hanging on their porch or something like that. And we get those phone calls like, hey, you know, there's a bat here. What do I do? Here's an opportunity to come and learn about them and have a greater understanding about these bats.
And, you know, having that understanding really can make a world of difference, especially if you see one on your front porch in your house, on how you'll kind of react to it. You know, you'll take that panic down just a little bit. And you were telling me that this is something that across the state is a very popular kind of event. I mean, along the Wasatch Front, people love these bat nights.
Yeah, we see it. You know, we'll hold an event up north and they fill up quick. We do ask that people register because, you know, some of these locations are space limited. And so we invite people to sign up on our Eventbrite link. You can go to Eventbrite online and search 9 Mile Bat Night or just Bat Night, and it'll take you to a link where you can register, or you can go onto our wildlife events calendar on our website, just wildlife.utah.gov, and click on the calendar. And on August 9th is when we'll be holding our event. It'll go from 7 to 11 p.m. and yeah, sign up for it and come out and check them out. They're awesome. I love learning about bats. And every time that I go out with our biologists to these events or on their surveys, I learn something new each time or see something unique that I haven't seen before. So it's fun.
Yeah, you're not going to want to miss the 9 Mile Bat Night. Again, coming up August 9th from 7 to 11 p.m. Another event you have coming up, again, back to the community-centric thing that you guys like to do. You're holding a few roundtables about growing Utah's mule deer populations. And, you know, normally when you have these conversations, they're more hunter-centric. They're more focused on the sportsman. This is a bit for everyone, you know, people who may be involved in hunting, those who may just want to go out and photograph the deer. It's something for everyone to kind of discuss how we can grow these populations.
Yeah, we're holding these workshops where we want to invite folks to come out. It's an informal setting. Like, we're going to have some food, so come grab a bite to eat with us, share your ideas, or share, you know, a different viewpoint on existing ideas and processes that we currently have. You know, we're looking just to sit down with folks that like mule deer, or dare I say, love mule deer, and want to see those herds grow. We do as well, and so we're inviting everybody to come out, sit down with us, and share those ideas, because It's something we can't do alone, and we want to partner with everybody.
Yeah, no, you know, growing up in the Castle Country over in Emory County, people love their mule deer, whether it be hunting or just seeing them out and about. It's something that people love, so I'm sure a lot of people are going to be interested in this discussion on how we can grow this population, and it's a good chance for you guys to maybe hear some ideas you haven't quite thought of yourselves yet.
Right, exactly. You know, everybody has a different viewpoint or a different background, and that brings diversity and ideas. And even if you have an idea that might be something that we've worked on in the past, you might have a different viewpoint on how to implement that or how to bring it about, or a partnership idea where, you know, I also grew up in Emory County, and I grew up on a farm, and we had deer in all of our fields, and there's opportunities that we provide to partner with private landowners, and maybe we can grow a little tolerance to the deer herds that are out there eating your alfalfa. But come out, share those ideas. We want to hear them. We want to work with you and partner on this, because Utah's wildlife belongs to everybody. We are charged with being the stewards of it, but we want to invite you guys to come out and participate in wildlife with us.
And you know, that's what I love about the DNR. You guys are so involved in the community. You want to hear their input, because like you said, this is something that kind of falls on everyone, is taking care of our wildlife and our natural resources. Now, with this one, do you want people to register? Is this more of a show up as you are?
This is just a show up as you are. We're not looking to have like any sort of presentation. We do have, you know, kind of not really a slide deck, but we want to get some information. We're not looking to, you know, seek out specifics on ideas that we have. We want to hear what everybody else thinks we could do. And so we invite everybody to come share those ideas, show up. We'll be holding it from 6 to 8 p.m. at our office here on Carbonville Road. Like I said, we're going to have some food. So come out, get a bite to eat with us, have a roundtable discussion. And we want to capture everybody's ideas and put those down. And, you know, we want to see what we can work on with everybody.
Yeah, always good to encourage the community to get out. And growing Utah's mule deer populations, the roundtable discussion is going to be held on August 12th at the Price DWR office from 6 to 8 p.m. That's 319 North Carbonville Road right here in Price. Now, Brandon, unfortunately, we are running out of time, but is there anything you want to leave the listeners with?
No, I just want to encourage everybody to be involved. Like I said earlier, you know, Utah's wildlife belongs to all of us. And, you know, look for these opportunities. Get involved, stay involved. We all love wildlife. And like you said, whether you're hunting or just viewing, wildlife provides an opportunity for everybody. So come join us.
And you know, that's the great thing about our area. There's so much wildlife to enjoy. Brandon, always a pleasure to get you in here. Thanks again for taking the time to come talk to us. We really appreciate it.
Again, thank you.
Again, that was Brandon Bailing from the DNR. And we were talking about a few events upcoming. We got 9 Mile Bat Night first on August 9th from 7 to 11 p.m. You can register for that one on Eventbrite there. Eventbrite. They're also going to have a roundtable discussion on growing Utah's mule deer populations. That's going to be held on August 12th at the Price DWR office from 6 to 8 p.m. And for more Castle Country focus interviews like this one, you can stay tuned to KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM, or you can listen on the Castle Country radio app. And for the KOAL newsroom, I'm Aiden Mortensen.